So welcome to chapter 9. So we have learned about information security GOP, what are the legal aspects of it, and what are the fraud potentials that are there, fraud risk management and BCP and BCM. For everything you come down to last, which is the audit. So whatever policies, procedures that you have laid down, whether you are actually doing it and doing it in the right way. And what are the learnings out of that policy procedures which you are incorporating and making it more better, your processes, enhancing your postures, etc., is one of the aspects of information security audit. So in this chapter, we will look at some introductory points. Then we look at critical components and processes. What is an audit charter? What is an audit policy inside the organization? How do you go about planning an information security audit? How do you execute it? What kind of reporting do you do? What kind of follow-up that is required? How do you do quality reviews? Some other points that we will cover. And then in the end, we'll try to summarize the entire information security audit as a function. So, like with everything, we've understood that technology is growing very fast, business are adopting, every business has become digital, and with all this, you started getting people who want to take advantage of it. It has brought about new kind of risk, and therefore risk management has become a very important part of the entire security posture of the organization. Now, what does information audit does? So information audit, security audit, is a proactive risk mitigation process through which you identify all the vulnerabilities within an organization's information systems. So this is it. It ensures, the audit ensures that you comply with all the regulations, the policies and the internal control procedures that you have laid down. And it is necessary for an organization to set up a proper IS audit procedure as part of its internal audit function. So to make it more clear, the information and information security audit is a systematic examination of an organization's information systems, processes, policies, to assess the effectiveness of its security control. This audit is crucial for ensuring the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of the information assets. The scope of IS audit includes determining effectiveness of planning and oversight of the IT activities, evaluating the adequacy of operating process and internal controls that you have set it up, determining the adequacy of the enterprise-wide compliance efforts related to IT policies and internal control procedures, identifying areas with deficient internal controls, recommend corrective action, address deficiencies to ensure that the management effectively implements the required action. What are the critical components and processes? So an auditor credential in an IS audit is IS audit an integral for internal auditors necessitating independence, competence and due professional care? So first part is independence. So IS auditors must act independently of the organization management, both in attitude and appearances. We have to ensure that auditors have access to information, application, the right to conduct independent data inspection and analysis. Then obviously you want to see the competence of this person who is going to conduct the audit. So IS auditor should possess professional competence, including skills, knowledge, training and relevant experience. And from a qualification perspective, you look at person from CISA through ISACA, DISA, ICAI gives it, or CISSP, which is an IS C2 certification. With two or more years of IS audit experience is good enough. And skill should align with organizational technology landscape. Due professional care. Now, these auditors must exercise due professional care by following auditing standards during the audit. They have to maintain the highest degree of integrity and ethical conduct. They should avoid methods perceived as unlawful, unethical, or unprofessional in obtaining or executing an audit. Outsourcing related to IS audit. Organizations, many organizations may outsource audit segments due to resource constraints or skill shortage. Outsourcing is aligned with the audit strategy, focusing on specific needs with the audit plan. With external assistance is sought for specialized exit. Overall ownership, planning, risk assessment, and compliance follow-up remain with the organization. The decision to outsource actually aims to address specific challenges and enhance the effectiveness of the IS audit process. What is audit charter and audit policy? So, audit charter or policy is a document which guides and directs activities of an internal audit function. Information security audit, being integral part of internal audit department, should also be governed by the same charter or policy. The charter should be documented to contain the clear description of its mandate, purpose, responsibility, authority, and accountability of the relevant member or officials in respect to the IS audit, namely the IS auditors, management, and audit committee, apart from operating principles. What is the content of the audit policy? The policy should clearly address the aspects of responsibility, authority, and accountability of the IS auditor. Some of the important aspects that are considered is the mission statement, coverage, scope, audit methodology, objectives, independence, auditee requirement, critical success factors, key performance indicators, integrity and availability of data or systems, and so on and so forth. Authority, so they have to do risk management, they have mandate to perform an IS audit, allocation of resources are given, right to access relevant information, personnel, location and system, scope or limitations of scope, functions to be audit, the auditee's expectation, organization structure, gradation of IS audit officials or staff. Accountability, reporting lines to senior management, board of director or designated authority, assignment performance appraisal, personal performance appraisal, staffing and career development must be taken care, and training and development of skills including maintenance of professional certifications, continuing professional education must be encouraged. Auditees' rights must be clearly laid down, independent quality reviews, assessment of compliance with standards, benchmarking performance and functions, assessment of completion of audit plan, agreed actions, coordinate with and provide oversight over other control functions like risk management, security and compliance. So how do you communicate with the audited? It involves describing a service, scope, availability and timeliness of the delivery, providing cost estimates or budgets if needed, describing problems and possible resolutions, providing adequate and accessible facilities for effective communication, determining relationship between service offered and the needs of the auditee. The audit charter forms the basis for communication with the auditee, and therefore the audit charter should include relevant reference to service level agreement for aspects like following: availability of unplanned work, delivery of report, response to auditees' complaints, quality of service, and so on and so forth. Review of performance, communication with the auditee. Do you need assessment, control risks, self-assessment, agreement of terms of reference for audit, reporting process, agreement on findings. Quality assurance process. The information security auditor should consider establishing a QA process, example, interview, customer satisfaction survey, or performance surveys to understand the expectation relevant to the function. These needs should be evaluated against the charter to improve the service or change the service delivery or audit charter if necessary. Engagement letter. Engagement letters are used for individual assignment. They set out the scope, objectives of a relationship between an external audit agency and an organization. The letter should address the following three aspects. Responsibility. The aspect address includes what is the scope, what is the objective, what is the independence they have, what is the risk assessment they need to do, what is the specific auditee requirements if any, and what is the final deliverable. Second is the authority. The aspects to be addressed include right to access of information, people, location, systems relevant to performance of the assignment, scope, and finally accountabilities. So areas addressed include designated or intended recipients of reports, auditees' rights, quality reviews, agreed completion date, agreed budget or fees as applicable. So how do you plan an information security audit? An effective IS audit program addresses ID risk exposures throughout the organization. So it includes in areas of IT management, strategic planning, data center operation, client or server architecture, local and wide area network, telecommunication, physical or informed security, electronic services, application used in electronic commerce operations, systems development, business continuity planning. So it can include in any such area. Risk-based internal audit, RBIA, approach help in planning the IS audit. So it includes the following components. So you understand the IT risk assessment concepts, adopt a suitable IT risk assessment methodology used to examine the auditable units in the IS audit universe, and select areas for review to include in the IS annual plan that have greatest risk exposure, obviously. In this approach, every organization, business or location, including risk management function, undergoes a risk assessment by the internal audit function. So RBI approach steps involved are as follows. So step one, they characterize the system. They look at system characterization. Basis that, they look at threat identification. They try to find vulnerability and therefore identify those. They look at the control and see the analysis of the control. They look at the likelihood determination. What is the likelihood of that incident happening, that vulnerability being exposed? They do an impact analysis and then come up with risk determination. As part of RBIA planning, the IS auditor involves the following. He defines the IS audit universe, the areas that he will cover. He puts the scope of IS audit, including the control objectives and activities considered for materiality, especially. It builds a fraud risk perspective, so they approach it from a fraud risk perspective as well. Planning execution of an audit. Now, this describes the steps of a planning process before IS audit starts. For the execution of the plan, you document the audit plan. You put the nature and extent of test of control. You list down the sampling techniques, standards and framework that we'll use, and resource management. Adopting a suitable risk assessment methodology. The information security auditor must define, adopt and follow a suitable risk assessment methodology. Now, this should be in consonance with the focus on risk to be addressed as part of overall internal audit strategy. A successful risk-based information security audit program can be based on an effective scoring system arrived by considering all the relevant risk factors. So you have to define the IS audit universe as an outcome of the risk assessment process and audit areas to be covered by the IS auditor. It's a very usually a high-level structure that identifies process, resources, risk and controls related to IT, allowing for the risk-based selection of the audit areas. The IT risk faced by the organization due to emerging technology or prioritization of IS audit universe, selection of types of audits that needs to be performed, optimization of available resources and ensuring quality of findings are the challenges normally faced by the IS audit. So IS audit universe can be built around four types of IT resource and processes. One is the application systems, the information or data, the infrastructure, which comprises of hardware, operating system, database management, and so on and so forth. And fourth is people, whether internal or outsourced personnel required to plan, organize, acquire, and implement, deliver, support. The challenge is to provide the right level of granularity in the definition of universe so as to make it effective and efficient. How do you scope for IS audit? Information gathered in IT risk assessment guides IT auditors in identifying control, objectives and activities. Scoping is pivotal, especially in integrated environment with complex processes. Now, critical areas of review should involve IT and information security governance, controls on the new development system, pre- and post-implementation reviews of application controls, details audit of an SDLC process, which is software development lifecycle. IS auditors validate IT risk before product launches, contributing to comprehensive risk reduction. You have to maintain a professional skepticism. Auditors should address the risk of irregular and illegal act during the audit. Planning the execution, you document the audit plan. The plan should be formal document approved by the audit committee as per IS auditing standards. Component of the audit plan is that identify the audit subject, specify the audit type, whether you're doing a compliance, performance or a security audit. Define the audit period and expected duration. List the IT resources in the scope based on risk assessment. Provide details of the system environment. Outline risk and controls identified from the risk assessment. Your component of audit plan should be simplified testing types. Describe the audit approach and methodology. Identify IS auditors, their roles and responsibilities. Provide contact names in the audit department. Name of the project lead and higher official for issue escalation. Report details of past audits on the subject, if any. Testing and control. So you test of the control design. You evaluate the appropriateness of the identified controls. So you list down the controls that you have seen in the control design and evaluate whether they are appropriate or not appropriate. And if they are not, you find put a findings around it. Then you test the control that has got implemented. Confirm if the implementation is proper and it is operational. Many a times, implementation does not take properly or implementation itself is not operational. In such scenario, with your check and report, a proper view will be taken and executed and made corrected. Assessing operational effectiveness. So review controls for consistent effectiveness. Now, sampling techniques. In your audit thing, you have to identify what kind of sampling techniques you are used. Statistical sampling or non-statistical sampling. So you can use statistical sampling based techniques for representative sample or conduct a non-statistical sampling for specific non-representative cases. So sampling methods are of two types, attribute sampling and variable sampling. So in attribute sampling is used to test for compliance testing to detect presence or absence of attributable value. It's also known as proportional sampling. Example, stop or go sampling, discovery sampling. While variable sampling is used to estimating value of some variable, it's also known as dollar estimation or mean value estimation sampling. For example, sterified mean per unit, unsterified mean per unit, differential estimations, and so on. So stop or go sampling, this is used when auditor expects less number of errors. The sample size is small and can be kept at minimum. Discovery sampling, this is used when the auditor expects rarest number of errors. This is more useful in event of fraud, detection of bypass of any rules in the system, etc. Stratified mean per unit is a population is divided into strata and samples are drawn from each strata. Unstratified mean per unit is the mean is calculated for entire sample without making strata and extrapolated to entire population. Difference estimation, this is used to find the difference between audited value and the book value on the basis of differences observed in the sample. Now the design of sample. So sampling unit, so you choose a unit based for sampling purpose, attribute sampling for compliance testing. Audit objectives, align sample designs with audit objectives and relevant audit procedures. Population, ensure that the population is complete and appropriate for the audit objective. Stratification, divide the population into subpopulations with similar characteristics for efficient sampling. Selection of a sample using statistical sampling methods. So you do random sampling, so provide equal chance of selection of all units in the population. Systematic sampling. selects unit at a fixed interval with a random start. Example, monetary unit sampling value, weighted average selection, selecting every n sampling unit. Use statistical sampling methods for accuracy. Ensure every combination of unit has an equal chance of selection. Symmetric, systematic sampling involves fixed interval with a random start. Executing the information security audit. Now, guidance on executing the IS audit entails the following steps. You refine your understanding of business process and IT environment if required. You refine the scope and identify internal controls. You test the control design. You test the outcome of control objectives and collect the audit evidence. You document these test results. You conclude your test being performed. You consider use of audit accelerators in case you find that. Consider the use of computer-aided automated tools required. Considering the work of others. And also consider third-party review by service provider. So refining scope and identifying internal controls. So you understand the internal controls. So you cover areas mentioned under scope of IS audit. So control risk vary based on organization information system. So there is no fixed control risk. It will vary based on organization information system and what you have taken for audit. Now key control risk includes inaccurate processing or storage of data, unauthorized access leading to data destruction or improper changes, IT personnel exceeding necessary privilege, breaking segregation of duties. So these are major control risks that you will always check with everything. Unauthorized changes to master files or system, failure to make necessary changes to system or programs, inappropriate manual intervention, potential loss of data or inability to access data. How do you test your control designs? So your main test objectives, you evaluate the control design. You confirm if the controls are in place. Then you do assessment of operational effectiveness and therefore test the control efficiency. Testing method, you inquire and confirm. You inspect. You compare actual with expected findings. You re-perform or recalculate, or you review the automated evidence collected. Now you test the control design. So first thing you did is you tested the control design. Now you go for assigning design. So you observe, inspect or review control approach, confirm responsibilities and accountability, verify understanding and acceptance, ensure appropriate skills and resources are there. Now you test the outcome of control objective. So effectiveness testing, evaluate direct and indirect evidence of control impact, substantiate measurable contribution to IT process and activity goals. You verify outcomes and align with control objectives. Audit evidence. So one is you will get sufficient evidence. So support all material questions in the audit objectives. It is reproducible and commensurate with the risk. Appropriate evidence includes procedures performed, results of procedures, source documents, finding and results, and reliable evidence written obtained from independent sources by auditors. Documentation and conclusion. So documentation is important. It demonstrates compliance with professional standards. It aids in audit planning, performance and review, supports third-party reviews and quality assurance. So conclusion on the test performed, evaluate the scope sufficiency, obtain appropriate representations, prepare audit summary memorandum. You communicate with the stakeholders, maintain effective controls over the report distribution. Audit accelerators. In many audits, you could find accelerators to speed up the whole thing. So tools or techniques which enhances efficiency and effectiveness. So types of audit facilitators support the overall audit management. So examples could be electronic work papers, project management software, and so on and so forth. Testing accelerators. So you could automate the audit test Example, data analysis software, security analysis tools, considerations. You could look at cost benefit analysis, training requirement, maintenance and support. Executing IS audit. So use the computer assisted audit techniques with CATS. Enhance the IS audit with technology. Use of CATS in audit procedures. Test transactions and balances. Analytical review procedures. Compliance testing of controls. Sampling programs. Application control auditors. And continuous auditing. Factors influencing CATS are efficiency and effectiveness, time constraint, IT environment integrity, level of audit risk. Continuous auditing and third-party review, which means continuously auditing it, shifts from retrospective to ongoing automated control assessments, tied to management activities, performance monitoring, and risk management. Continuous auditing shifts from retrospective to ongoing automated control things, tied to management activities, performance monitoring, and risk management. Application control audit, pre and post implementation audit, focus on data integrity, inclusion in regular internal audit, IS audit plan. Using the works of others, you can use the works of others, provided standards for leveraging expert work. You have to consider the qualification, independence and reliability of such work, and you have to document and incorporate in the IS audit report only after you have consider this, you are confident that it manages, it will verify, and the work of other is good enough to be taken as part of your report. Because once you take it in your report, it becomes your document as well. So you have to be very careful when you take the work of others to ensure that you are not, they were not biased, and therefore you are not biased with anything. Reporting and follow-up. Now, obviously, once the audit is done, you have to report and do a follow-up activity with the auditee. So you set up key steps. So you give a summary of audit and conclusion based on control procedure. And you divide it into high, medium or low assurance level. You discuss the findings with management or auditee in the first case. You assess the management response appropriateness and responsibility for timely resolution. You finalize and submit reports, review evidence for opinion formulation. Timely remedial action with indicated timelines you should take from the customer and also in your report. Review action taken report, post-reporting activities, request and evaluate the information, recording management responses in the final report, and what do you consider in all this, significance of reported findings. Impact if corrective action is not taken, professional judgment in the follow-up timing. What is the follow-up procedures? There's an established procedure, time frame for management responses, evaluating and verification of responses, escalation of unsatisfactory responses, automated tracking system for efficient follow-up. Update audit summary memorandum. It should address the following. Conclusion about specific risks, changes in the organization and industry, evaluation of misstatements and subsequent event, and consistency of audit procedures and evidences. Once you have done that, you have to archive your documents. So archival of documents, you have to archive first your policy, ensure that it has integrity, defined access, appropriate media. It facilitates ease of recovery in case asked next year or a year after that. And it is recommended for retaining audit results. Quality review. You ensure audit quality, emphasize the quality of IS auditor's work. You do the assessment levels. You review the documentation. So experienced auditor reviews each working paper, ensures thoroughness and accuracy. Primary review is done by manager or an IS audit head manager, conducts the primary review, validates details reviews performed by the team members. Overriding reviews by auditors. Auditors sometimes perform an overriding reviews as needed. It enhances efficiency, control and audit quality. Supervision, essential for achieving audit objective and provides reasonable assurance and meets professional standard. Due care, standard of diligence for prudent and competent IS auditors requires exercising special skill at a commonly possessed level. Due diligence ensures adherence to prescribed practices, validates effectiveness of controls often by external parties. Now, other matters. As a matter of prudence, there should be rotation of IS auditors in a specific area on periodic basis, say at least once in 2 years. The same needs to be incorporated in IS audit policies, charter. Further, in order to avoid conflict of interest, an audit firm consultant who had provided consulting services on specific area should not audit the area as part of the pre or post implementation audit. So, to summarize, with the increased adoption of technology by organization, the complexities within the IT environment have given rise to considerable technology related risk requiring effective management. It is a proactive risk mitigation through the identification of vulnerabilities within an organization's information systems. It contributes to ensure compliance with regulation policies and internal control processes. It helps in assessing security controls to protect sensitive information from unauthorized access and data breaches. It builds trust with the stakeholders by showcasing a commitment to information security. It drives ongoing improvement in information security practice. Information security audits also serve as a proactive measure to address evolving cyber threats, ensure regulatory compliance, and continuously enhance the information security practices. So with this, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.